Hello and welcome to the Man of the Match podcast. I'm your host Matt, and we are 2 days away from kickoff in Qatar. Qatar versus Ecuador in Al Bayt Stadium. This Sunday, 11 a.m., mark your calendars. Yeah, it's going to be insane. Recent news, there hasn't been much. It's just been the lead-up to this tournament. But if there was to be, it would probably be the round of 16 draw. Champions League group stage is over. The games are Liverpool versus Real Madrid, two teams that have played each other a lot in recent history of the Champions League, even a little bit of past history. So as a Liverpool supporter, I am scared about that game. Obviously, what happened last year, 2018, yeah. AC Milan versus Tottenham, it should be good. Club Brugge versus Benfica, it should be an alright game. Club Brugge, definitely solid team. Inter versus Porto. Inter should win. And Frankfurt versus Napoli. Napoli should win. They've been very good this year. They actually came out on top of the group against Liverpool. It's just that they lost to Liverpool the second time. They beat them the first time they played them in the group stage. But they were up on goal difference. They had the same amount of points. But Napoli's, yes, Napoli's a very good team. And I think that they could probably beat Frankfurt. We'll see how much Haaland can score against Leipzig, RB Leipzig versus Manchester City. Borussia Dortmund, we'll see that if they can do it without Haaland, if they can make it to the quarterfinals without Haaland against Chelsea. And rematch of 2020's final, PSG versus Bayern. We'll see if Messi, Mbappe and Neymar can keep going for their Champions League quest. But what I really want to focus on today is going through the groups of the World Cup. Squads released. I'm going to talk a little bit about like who I think should have been in their squad and people who are out due to injury. Then I'll actually go, while I'm doing that, I'll say my predictions. So let's go group by group and let's see who's competing this year. Alright, so for my predictions for Group A, this is where the host Qatar is. Netherlands, Senegal, Ecuador, and Qatar. Pretty straightforward. I had this before Sadio Mane got hurt for Senegal. It's a huge blow for them in attack, which is why I could totally see Ecuador definitely hopping on any like chances that they have be due to the fact that like they're Senegal's attack shouldn't be that good, but that, in my opinion, is going to probably be the best game in the group stage for Group A, because now that like they don't have Sadio Mane, it's going to be a very even matched game. Ener Valencia for Ecuador is a very good player, so now it's kind of like a balanced game. Same with this. Now I feel like it's kind of going to be balanced between Senegal and Ecuador. But I do think Netherlands are going to finish first. Senegal, Netherlands obviously, De Jong, Depay, bunch of talent in the squad. Justin Bijlo at keeper, Mathis De Ligt, Denzel Dumfries. Yeah, there's just talent all around the squad. What I love is a balanced squad with a good amount of experience and a good amount of young players. Think that they're a very complete team. And then in third, Ecuador, that's if they like don't capitalize, which could honestly happen. And even though they had some very critical ties against some very good teams in commendable qualifying, I believe they tied against Brazil and they qualified against Argentina. They tied against Brazil and they tied against Argentina, my bad. Qatar, obviously, I believe one of the lowest-ranked FIFA teams right now in this tournament. But, yeah, in this group, I don't think they're going to survive, the hosts, even with the backing of being at home. Now for Group B. My predictions, England, U.S., Wales, Iran. U.S. will definitely be scared. We'll see how far they can make it. More on that prediction soon. Their team's all right. Ricardo Pepi got robbed. They put in Jordan Morris instead of him, which honestly I don't get. He's never really made that many appearances for the U.S. because he's always been injured, which I don't really like. I think they should have put Pepi in there. He's younger. I get kind of the experience factor with Jordan Morris, but still not that much. He doesn't even have that much experience because, as I said, he's always been injured. So, yeah. I just don't get why they didn't include Ricardo Pepi, but the rest of the squad seems good. I like the inclusion of Tim Ream for sort of that chemistry with Anthony Robinson. Same with the duo of Adams and Aronson. Them with McKennie is a pretty good trio. Their duo, though, between Adams and Aronson is good because they both play at Leeds. Pulisic, obviously, I'm pretty sure he's captain. He should be over Tyler Adams. Yeah, he's, even though he's on the bench in Chelsea, I think he's still a very good player. It's going to be close, though, definitely. I feel like the one game that they will get, like, very, very scared is Iran. Iran can definitely put up a fight against them, even though I think Iran's going to finish last because of how bad they perform against England and Wales. England, good team, balanced, as I said. Phil Foden with the young players, Jude Bellingham, Mason Mount. Very good team. Old players like Kane, older, not that old. Kane's only like 30. Jordan Pickford, Jordan Henderson. Very good team. Wales, Gareth Bale is probably going to try his best, but I don't think he can get them out of the group stage. Group C. My prediction is Argentina, Poland, Mexico, Saudi Arabia. Mexico, I don't think, is going to be that good. Even their fans have said it. Like, I've watched a couple of videos. This is the worst team they've had in years. I feel like also this is going to help them do better in their home territory in their World Cup 4 years from now. So, yeah, this is kind of going to inspire them too. Poland, Lewandowski, at attack, Szczesny, and a few other pretty good players on the team are definitely going to contribute a lot. But Saudi Arabia, one of the lowest ranked teams in the World Cup this year, not very good. I just don't think that they can compete with, like, the top three, like, at all. And at number one, Argentina. Yeah. This is the team that I think will go very far. I'll talk about how far they'll go in a couple of minutes. But, yeah, Messi, Lautaro Martinez, Dybala, Di Maria in attack, Lo Celso, Lisandro Martinez, defenders, Emiliano Martinez in goal. But, it's a very solid team that they have in Argentina. Group D, this is a very, very, very interesting group, and my predictions are very, very surprising. Denmark, Tunisia, then France, then Australia. You guys are probably wondering why I'm picking France to be out. You see, for the last few years, or the last few World Cups, there's been a curse where the winners get out in the group stage. And yes, France is ranked first. Guess who else was ranked first in 2018 after they won the World Cup in 2014? Germany. Guess what happened? Out in the group stage. It's going to be close, but it's going to be that, like, for example, that Germany game against South Korea was in 2018. This is going to be France versus, I forgot who they're playing last, but it's going to be that one game that's going to kill them. The curse also happened in 2000 and I believe 2010. Spain was out in the group stage in 2014. 2006, Italy won. Italy was out in the group stage of 2010. And then it all started in 1998. France won at home, and then 2002 they were out in the group stage. only exception to this rule in recent history is Brazil. They did win 2002, and they did make it out of the group stage in 2006. But Denmark's a dark horse. They can make it very far. A very solid team. Christian Eriksen. I think Schmeichel's still there. But no, they've got a lot of decent players. Now to move to Group E. My prediction is Germany, Spain, Japan, and Costa Rica. It's going to be a silly mistake that Spain's pretty inexperienced squad is going to fall to Germany. Japan's going to come close, but I don't think they're at that level yet. Germany with Neuer, a mix of old and new, Neuer, Musiala, Müller, Serge Gnabry. Yeah, it's a mix of old and new players, which I really like. And it's not like they're bad either. So Germany, although I don't think they'll make it very far, they're probably going to do all right. Spain, I like their mixture too of old and new. I keep talking about that, but the thing is, that's important in such a big tournament is this, because you can't just send a bunch of 20-year-olds to Qatar and expect them to not, like, handle the pressure very well. Because the truth is, they're still 20 years old. They're still supposed to be in college. They're not going to handle that pressure as well as older players who are experienced will. But yeah, Spain's also balanced. Costa Rica, obviously I said Germany, Spain, Japan, Costa Rica. Costa Rica, as I said, they're not terrible like Australia was. I just don't think they can compete in a group as good as this. Alright, moving on to Group F. Belgium, their golden generation's last chance. I don't even think they're going to qualify for the knockouts. I think Croatia will top it with Morocco, and then Belgium, and then Canada. Canada, reason I have them last, they're really not that good. It was, I will say, just terrible efforts by the U.S. and Mexico in their qualifying games, which the reason Canada qualified first. Belgium's going to do all right, I think they'll make it if De Bruyne, Lukaku, and Courtois shine, but if they don't, then obviously no. I have second Morocco. Morocco's got some not bad players. I mean, Hakimi from PSG, Ziyech from Chelsea. That's actually, like, not bad. Croatia first. They have a very solid and experienced team who I think will make a run, but they'll make it out of the group stage. Now moving on to Group G. One of the favorites, Brazil. Next, I have Serbia, Switzerland, and then Cameroon. Cameroon, however, maybe. Same with Switzerland. I had a very hard decision making that choice between the last three because it's a very even competition except for, obviously, Brazil. Brazil, Neymar, Vinicius Jr., Alisson, Thiago Silva. There's too many good players to name for that team. I think they'll go very, very, very far. The reason I have Serbia in second place is because Serbia has one thing that the other teams in this group, except for Brazil, have. Like, they have something way better than Switzerland and Cameroon. They have incredible attackers. Dusan Vlahovic and Alexander Mitrovic are two very good attackers who I think will propel this Serbia team through the knockouts. Switzerland, I like them. I mean, not amazing. Like, I like Jan Sommer and Shaqiri, but I don't think that they're good enough to compete with a Serbia team who, by the way, I believe it was 2017 or 2015 actually won the U20 World Cup. Guess which team the year before them won the U20 World Cup? France. And France won the normal World Cup in 2018. That shows something. Group H, I have it in this order. Portugal, Uruguay, Korea, Republic, Ghana. Ghana's the lowest ranked team out of all the teams in the World Cup. Yeah, so I don't really like Ghana. Korea shouldn't be that bad. Heung-min Son. Uruguay, very, very, very dark horse. They could actually make it far. They'll make a run for it. And Portugal first, obviously, very balanced team. Like them top in the group. However, this might be one of Ronaldo's last chances. Assuming, yes, it's Suarez's last chance for Uruguay and Ronaldo's last chance, assuming Ronaldo doesn't play in 2026. Alright, so that was my overview of the group stages. Yeah. So, now that I'm done with, like, overviewing that and kind of, like, predicting that, I'm gonna move on to the knockouts. By the way, this is, I did this on FIFA's, bracket predictor. Thanks, FIFA, for making that accessible. Alright. So, for the first round of 16 game, I have the Netherlands over the US. Second, I have Argentina over Tunisia. Third, I have Germany over Morocco. Fourth, I have Brazil over Uruguay. And then my fifth round of 16 game, here's a surprise. Senegal over England. Actually, I'll change that right now because Senegal is not, yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, I just had to change things because I just remembered Mane was injured. You guys can play too if you want in this bracket predictor. I have Denmark over Poland, and Croatia, Spain over Croatia. And last but not least, my most surprising one to people who don't know about soccer, but my least surprising one, Serbia over Portugal. Here's why. Do you know why Portugal had to go to the playoffs of UEFA qualifying? Who did they lose to in the group stage of UEFA qualifying? There's your answer. Serbia. That's who qualified in front of them. Alright, moving on to the quarterfinals. Our first game, Netherlands versus Argentina. Very, 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 very close, but Argentina will come out on top. One of Argentina's closest games of the tournament, but not quite their closest. Germany versus Brazil. Brazil getting revenge on Germany for embarrassing them on home turf, 7-1. So, Brazil. England versus Denmark. Ooh, I remember I just changed it, so I have to make this decision. Oh my god. It's close, but England. Hold on, give me a second. Yeah, England. Serbia was a good run, very memorable, but Spain. Next. Argentina versus Brazil. Easily the biggest game of the tournament. It's going to be a messy goal that decides it. That's going to take Argentina to the World Cup final. And the second semi-final game, England versus Spain. Everybody's going to think it's coming home because it is not yet. That I haven't said. Now, World Cup final. The 18th of December, 10 o'clock in the morning, at Lusail Stadium in Qatar, Argentina versus England, and the winner will be Argentina. I said it. The debate will be over. The GOAT debate will be over by the time the World Cup's done. It's going to be over. Messi will be better than Ronaldo forever. Yep. And with that, I'll conclude my podcast, I think. Hopefully, we can I can make more of these soon. This has definitely been a fun episode to talk about, go through all the groups and my predictions and whatnot. Hopefully I can collab with somebody soon. If you're listening to this and you're a small soccer podcast, or even a big one, if you want to collab with me, just DM me on Instagram or on my YouTube channel. There's a business purposes email. Yeah, you can just email me or DM me, whatever you want to do.
But that's it for the episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know I'm still small, but thank you guys for your support. Thank you for listening, and ciao.